In the name of Jesus, amen. Whatever you do, don't lament those fish caught up in the nets against all odds, flipping and flopping wildly about in those now overloaded sinking boats on the Lake of Gennesaret. So many of them, a large number of fish, writes Luke. He wants you to know straight up that this was no little deal. Never is, whenever and wherever the Lord is doing the talking, and His word is having its way. A large number of fish. Who could ever have guessed? Certainly not long-experienced, weary fishermen like Simon Peter and Zebedee's two boys, James and John. They'd been fishing all night, come up empty. Put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch, Jesus directed Simon. Say, what? And so sure of himself, Jesus seemed as those words tumbled out of his mouth. Put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. Who was he trying to fool? Simon and company knew when to fish and where to fish, and what Jesus directed seemed like utter foolishness to them. It always does. Our heads just don't wrap around the word and the way of the Lord. Our reason cannot fathom it. It just doesn't make sense, leastways, not according to our experience or our education or our work. We are, however, in rather good company. Lots and lots of the Lord's people before us couldn't connect the Lord's way of doing things with anything that made a lot of sense at the time, like, for example, like the Old Testament prophet Elijah, a faithful guy, servant of the Lord, but mighty worn out and wearied by his going and doing for the Lord against all odds, preaching faithfully the word into ears that would not hear and into hearts that would not believe. What good could all that preaching possibly do? It seemed so little, so insignificant against a whole rebellious, hateful people led by an evil king and queen. They wanted his hide, his life. That's what you get, you know, for proclaiming the word of God. Seems to be a losing endeavor with nothing to show for all the blood, sweat, and tears. Put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch, said Jesus to guys who had been doing just that all night long, whose life experience told them, this isn't going to work. But out come the fish, a large number, more than just Simon's boat can handle. How come? Or, in the words of Luther's small catechism, what does this mean? It means that the Lord himself was in with and under those just washed, ready to be put away for the day nets. It means that the Lord himself was in with and under the very words that worn and wearied Elijah preached into the face of a people that would make every effort to snuff out that word and silence that voice. Same goes for servant prophets like Isaiah and Jeremiah and Jonah. The list goes on. The word of the Lord proclaimed into the face of no seeming chance of change and success. But I'll tell you this, where the word of the Lord is, there is the Lord of the word. Let down the nets. And the word of the Lord makes it so. Fish are found, boats are filled to sinking proportions, and even big shots like old King Ahab and Queen Jezebel are finally put in their place. The word of the Lord has its way. You can be sure of that. Don't lament those fish caught up in the nets against all odds. After all, you're one of them. Flipping and flopping about, alive and living in this world, brought up in the life-giving net of the life of Jesus. Brought up and put safe on board the big boat, the ark, His holy Christian church, the communion of saints. Against all odds, God says, let down the nets. And down they went into the deepest depths of the sea where you were. Into the dark waters of the deep where Satan and his evil demons pray to possess you, to swallow you up forever in death and hell. Deep down into the darkness where you preferred to live, and often still do. Down deep, where you preferred to stay. Let me alone. No doubt the very thinking of our first parents, Adam and Eve, as in their shame and their sin and guilt, they hid out from the Lord God when He came calling. But thanks be to God, He will not let you alone. Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man, said humbled Simon Peter before the feet of Jesus. Depart. Go away. But I want you to know that Jesus has come not to go away from you, not to leave shameful, sinful, broken people. Rather, He has come that He might draw near. He is, after all, Emmanuel, God with us. The nets found you. God's righteous judgment surrounded you. His law cornered you and hemmed you in against all odds. Nonetheless, down go the nets. Down goes the Son of God into our flesh, down into the waters, into the dark depths of our sin, into the very clutches of Satan, into the jaws of death, into the God-forsakenness of God's righteous wrath against sinners. Down, down, down into hell goes Jesus against all odds. Swallowed up He was for 3 days in the belly of our death, until on the third day He was spit out of the depths, spit out of the grave, alive to give life. His life, a ransom for all. The penalty for our sin was paid. Death was destroyed. Satan was caught by the hook of the cross. It is finished, the Lord spoke into the God-forsakenness of your punishment for sin. It is finished. And you better believe it. It is so against all odds. Down go the nets. Deep down. Into the waters of your baptism. The Lord's nail-pierced hands reaching down for you, the hands of the fisherman catching you in his rescuing love. How, you wonder, can water do such great things? A Luther question. Well, it's not the water that does them, but the Word of God in the water and faith that trusts this Word of God in the water. You see it. You're witnesses to these things. Up close and personal. You're a living witness. You have seen no one less than the Lord Himself plunge into the waters and pull you out. And pull your children out and your grandkids out. Pull young and old and rich and poor, brown and white and any color or culture or language. Pull up and out of the depths of sin and hell and death itself. Pull up out of the font, stripped naked of absolutely all self-righteousness and clothed, wrapped around with the righteousness and the work of Jesus, pulled out of death and given life right here on board the big boat in the ark, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, against all. And yet this is the way of the Word. It is the way of the Lord. His Word, His way, still defy our best reason and greatest strength. And here, on board in His ark, in His church, this fisherman breathes into us His breath. His life-giving and life-sustaining breath. Holy breath, holy wind, Holy Spirit. His Word, after all, is Spirit, and it is life. Coming into you from the pastor's lips, or as you read or hear that Spirit-breathed word of Holy Scripture. Don't be afraid, said Jesus to dripping wet Simon Peter. From now on, you're going to be catching men. How's that going to happen? Let down your nets. Trust the word of Jesus. Here's the truth. The word of Jesus never comes up empty. It never returns to him without accomplishing the purpose for which he sends it. Never. Jesus, Word made flesh, Jesus makes all the difference in the world, the difference between empty nets. And we're going to need another boat. The peace of God which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.